history tells us not one of General Custer's men survived the Battle of Little Big Horn. But there is a story that one man was captured alive. Let us roll back the hands of time and listen as the prisoner speaks to Chief Sitting Bull.
Please, Mr. Bull, won't you let me go? Chief Sitting Bull, there's something you don't know. In the first place, Chief, I didn't want to go. I told Mr. Custer, but some cotton-picking fool kept yelling forward, hold all that jazz. Chief Sitting Bull, please let me go.
Surrounded by Indians, tied to a stake, beads of perspiration broke out in the soldier's forehead as he heard them deciding which of their many torches they would use.
Teeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Teeny, meeny, miny, moe. Please, Sitting Bull, you gotta let me go.
No, pale face, me no let him go. Crazy horse say you burn them at stake. Thunderclouds say your scalp we take.
Hold it now, fellas. Give a guy a break. Please, Sitting Bull, you gotta let me go.
Hey, what you doing that kindling wood? Gonna roast some wieners, eh? Get that apple off my head. You ain't no William Tell. Gosh. Chief could just send somebody for a bigger apple. Hey, wait a minute. Gonna scalp me? Can't I go after that? That's a good one. I wear a toupee. Hey, what's that? Gee, I've been dreaming all the time. Golly, I thought I was in real trouble.
Well,